Hello, hello. This is Emma Williams coming to you with a new podcast episode and a couple of songs that you might enjoy a little bit later on. But I just wanted to first say happy, happy new year. I know I'm a little late. I was on my other podcast and totally forgot that I was not posting on this one. So I do apologize. I have a whole lot going on for this year, and I hope that you guys have a lot going on for yourself as well. For the past year, I have been putting together a membership program for my credit solutions company that I started a year and a half ago. I am first a tax preparer who have been preparing taxes locally for a lot of hundreds and hundreds of clients for the past 6 years. And I started taking up credit solution courses and things to help other clients reach their financial goals other than just getting a check once a year, right? So once I decided to start my company, there were a whole lot of things that I did not know when it came down to marketing, email marketing, contact marketing, how to get your clients, how to choose your target audience, how to do Facebook ads, how to make the perfect website, what is a landing page. Like, all of these things started rushing at me at once. And I'm like, okay, hold on. I'm first just trying to get my DBA, you know, like doing business as name. Like, I was literally trying to get my DBA and EIN number when all of this stuff started flooding in, right? So now fast forward to today, it's like, oh my goodness. I wrote a long Facebook post a little bit earlier explaining my journey that I've been going on in the past couple of years. And I kind of explained or touched on the fact that it wasn't easy, you know, starting your business, running your own business, running your own family, finishing up school. Things like that is not something that's easy for a single mom to accomplish, especially when there isn't a backbone or anybody there at all to help catch you if you fall, you know? So I've been on this journey for a very long time, helping people build their businesses, but I just didn't know where to start or what business that I could choose to help other people and that I would like to do, you know, that I'm passionate about. Because of course I understand that you have to be passionate about what it is that you want to do in business. So if you don't like what it is that you're doing, then you probably won't succeed in it. I'm just telling you exactly what it is that I've learned, and only because I've been passionate about what it is that I am trying to do, not just repair people's credit. That's not what my goal is. My goal is to help rebuild families' financial futures. You know, you have to have a specific goal that you are trying to help people achieve in order to be able to have a successful business. That's one thing that I have learned and that I will really, really stick by forever, because you can have the best product in the world, but if your product will not truly help somebody, then that product would never succeed in this crazy, overpopulated with product world, right? So on the next episode, I will probably give you a couple more tips on how I started and why. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. I'm back. Those songs definitely brought back some memories. Have you ever heard a song that brought back some memories from your teenage years and you're like, what in the world was I doing back then? Those were really the fun days or the fun years of our lives, wasn't it? I cannot believe some of the things that had went on back then, but they are all learning platforms to who we are today. No matter what, if you think about it, go back to those days when you were playing those songs and think about the person that you were becoming. Think about the mistakes that you were making, the ones that you know you're not going to make today because you became stronger and you became a person that said no, or you became a person that said, I can do this no matter what stumbles or issues that I have went through in the past, right? So just go back and be like, you know what? I did make some mistakes, but those mistakes made me who I am today. Those mistakes are the same mistakes that I would teach my own child what not to do so that they would never have to endure the pain or the situations that I had went through as a teenager. So we can't just always sit back and think that every situation that we went through is a horrible situation, 'cause it's not. We're still here, right? You're listening to this podcast right now, right? Then that obviously means you have made it. You made it through whatever storm and tribulation that you have went through, and you are destined to go somewhere as long as you take those storms and make it into a rainbow. So I am going to close this out with another song. I'm going to pick through my library, and I will be back tomorrow in the morning. Good night.